This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Nathan Jones, the CEO of Clear, a global leader in creating natural, convenient xylitol-based sinus and oral care products that support a healthy lifestyle. Mr. Jones, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thanks for having me.
And you're welcome, and thanks for your time. I know you're busy, so really looking forward to hearing from you in timely fashion. So we heard that your company, Clear, has been conducting research with the Institute for Antiviral Research at Utah State University concerning COVID-19. Can you tell us about what you've seen through that research? We'd love to be in the know on that.
Well, the research that was done up there, and it was actually duplicated, scientific term is, but it was they redid it over at the University of Geneva, Switzerland, and they came up with in essence the same results. So that does support it. But what they found is that the nasal spray that we've been selling for 20 years in vitro kills the virus, kills it as effectively as a 75% solution of alcohol does. And to us, that was pretty surprising. The reason why we tested it is because we were actually started working on it almost 2 years ago, but using an antihistamine, chlorpheniramine, which people, it's been on the market for 50 years, but it's always been in pill form. And we were actually looking at putting into a nasal spray because there were studies done in the 60s showing you could use that to treat allergies, and you could use 1/7 of the amount of the chlorpheniramine, and it lasted for 3 times as long, the effect did. It's just in the 60s, they decided to sell it as a pill because people are much more likely to swallow and eat a bunch of pills than they are to spray their nose a bunch. So, but the reason why that's the case is because it has a really, really bad taste when you spray it in your nose, and it sits there and you get that bad taste for a couple of hours. Combining it with the xylitol that we use overcomes all that. So we were actually out in with the FDA in February before all of this started in the United States, but it had already started in China. And so we kind of just said, you know, if this stuff comes around here, this flu, you know, back then it was called the Wuhan flu is what they were calling it. It wasn't called COVID-19 yet. But we kind of just said, you might want to look at it because there's some strong antiviral properties for this chlorpheniramine. And the FDA, you know, in their infinite wisdom, because they're really a bunch of smart people, they said, nah, it's not going to be a big problem here in the United States. We have a better healthcare system. Well, when everything went south, we actually sent it up to Utah State's antiviral lab and tested it. And that's when we found out that it killed it. And at first we thought it was a chlorpheniramine, but on subsequent tests, it wasn't. The nasal spray itself was doing it without the chlorpheniramine. And what it boiled down to is that the grapefruit seed extract that we're using at 0.2% was killing the virus. And so we actually submitted a bunch of paperwork to the FDA, and they came back to us and said, nope, it's not a drug. You can't do it in human trials. And so we were trying to find a way. We finally found a way to get around that problem. And we are doing in-human trials right now. They're doing them down in Miami. They're also doing some in Panama and some in Venezuela.
Well, I got to tell you, that ought to jazz up the audience. Certainly has gotten me excited to hear some positive news for a change. So this is really good. Looking forward to hearing more. Now, you have also started with this research at the beginning of the pandemic, I understand. What progress have you made since kicking off that research?
I have learned a lot of how to deal with roadblocks that our government puts up. How's that? No, we've actually had, I mean, it really has been a very steep learning curve. You know, it boggled my mind that, you know, you could go to the FDA with something so simple, something that's been on the market for 20 years, has a great safety record and show the results. And they're just like, nope, it's not a drug. You can't do it. That really was tough for me to swallow. But when we finally figured it out, We have actually been using it, and we have seen phenomenal results in patients using it. Okay, we have a whole bunch, and this is all anecdotal stuff. It's not, you know, it's not in a double blind. It's not in any of this because we barely were able to get that started. That's going right now. But we have hundreds of patients who were testing positive. They start using it, and within a couple of days, they're testing negative. And the logic behind it is we have known since February, okay, there was a paper published in the New England Journal of Medicine, I can't remember whatever it is, but in February that pointed out that 90% of the viral load resides in the upper airway. There was another paper from University of North Carolina that pointed out that the virus it has something to do with the ACE2 receptor sites, which the vast majority of those are in the upper airway. So really, if you really want to find a cheap, and the operative term here is cheap, and effective way to fight this, it's going to be in the nose. You have 90% of your viruses in the nose. The ACE receptor sites are predominantly in the upper airway. So if you really want to find a solution that's going to be effective, you've got to address it in the first two stages. Okay, COVID-19 is a three-stage disease. You have your infectivity, you know, which is where you start getting sick. Then you have where it multiplies and it's getting a big foothold. That's all in the upper airway. It's the hyperinflammation stage where it actually gets in and becomes systemic that everybody's focusing on. What we're trying to do is push that whole concept back to say, take care of it in the first stage. And we're not the only ones doing this. I mean, you have Stanford University who were working on a solution with using povidone iodine in a nasal spray. You have University of San Francisco or UC San Francisco, who they're looking at antivirals. You have Pittsburgh State, who they have a program where they're looking at antivirals, all of them in a nasal spray. You have Chapel, not UNC, but Duke University. They've got some program. I mean, we aren't the only ones that are looking at nasal sprays. There's a bunch of them out there that are looking at antivirals and virucidals in nasal sprays, because really that's where the battle is going to be won.
Now, although you're an entrepreneur, you come from a medical family, and your father is also a medical doctor. We learned also that he has recently published a book about COVID-19. That is phenomenal. Its main premise is that we should wash our noses. Can you elaborate more on that?
It is a good book. I mean, the name of the book is Allergy Solutions for COVID-19. And it's a rewrite and an updated version of a book that he wrote 20 years ago. That was titled No More Allergies, Asthma, or Sinus Infections. And what that boils down to is all of these things, all of them, and COVID is included in that, they're upper respiratory issues. And we need to be focusing on what is causing those, not the symptoms. You know, people with asthma, they use their little inhalers, but they're treating the symptoms. They're not going out and finding what the cause of it is. And what my dad, theorized and was working with, the idea that he was working on 22 years ago, is if you wash your nose, all of these things start in the nose. If you wash your nose, he is not a fan of irrigation, and I'll explain that. But if you wash your nose, a hygiene type tool to wash your nose is something that blocks bacterial adhesion and all this other. Then you're going to be able to resolve a lot of those issues, and you're not going to have to treat the symptoms of them. And that is really what he did when he invented the clear nasal spray. You know, he originally invented it to use in his practice on infants that were having recurrent ear infections. They started using it, they stopped getting ear infections because the xylitol blocks bacterial adhesion of strep, staph, H, a whole bunch of these pathogenic bacteria that cause all these upper respiratory infections. So this book, he just comes in and points out, and he says, you know, something that you can use for allergies, you can use for COVID. And he's backed up. There was a paper that was written by, Marcos Sanchez, I believe is his name. And this is just recently published, but what they recommended for the very first course of action for someone that catches COVID, that tests positive, is to use antivirals and antihistamines, which Those are the two things that you would use if, you know, if you had another upper respiratory infection.
Quite interesting information, eye-opening, and really appreciate all the details you've shared so far on behalf of Clear. Today we're speaking with Mr. Nathan Jones, the CEO of Clear, a global leader in creating natural, convenient xylitol-based sinus and oral care products that support a healthy lifestyle. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Allergy Information and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Jones, if you would elaborate a little bit on the trends that you've been seeing and how people approach their health, especially during the pandemic.
You know, there is a number of trends, and I'm not going to say that I think they're good trends. What I have seen is across the board, people are using toothpaste less. Okay, oral hygiene, people without, you know, we're not going out, we're not interacting with a bunch of other people, and we think that's a pass to not brush our teeth on a regular basis, I'm guessing, because the sales of toothpaste are down significantly. And it's not just ours, it's across the board. So what I do want to point out is even if we, you know, are staying home, we should still be brushing our teeth, hopefully with Spry toothpaste, but you should still be brushing your teeth and using mouthwash, because the long-term downside to that is cavities in the microbiome in your mouth. Those are long-term processes, and so that you have to keep working on those on a daily basis.
I definitely would consider that some bonus information. Really appreciate that, on how people are approaching their health during the pandemic and the trends that you've been seeing. Lastly, and as we conclude, what do you hope to see happen as we move into the fall, which is just about a month away?
Well, what I would really like to see is things get back to normal. Really, any of these, I mean, I do believe whether or not it's Clear or whether or not it's the product that is being tested by University of California, San Francisco, or the one by Pittsburgh State, any of these things, I think, are going to be great options for people to use if they get sick. And I think that it's that we need to get to the point where we have enough science and enough data behind it that people don't have to be afraid of going out and interacting and carrying on with business and getting things back to normal, because there will be therapeutic options out there. Just like if someone gets a cold, there's a whole bunch of options out there. Okay, I'm not comparing COVID to the cold. But what I am saying is people, even if the cold and the flu are a bad season, there are options out there, so people are going to continue going to work. And we need to get those therapeutic options for COVID out there. There's a bunch of them that are being tested right now. You know, we have the luxury of being the only one that's been on the market for 20 years. But I think that there will be a couple of those available before the end of the year. And that is what I would like to see. Is some of those, because all of those are going to allow us to have the confidence to be able to go back out and get back to work and get back to life.
Well, I'd say you've given us a fantastic report and a lot to look forward to and a lot of hope around the corner, and really appreciate your joining us here today to well inform us of some good things around the corner for us. If you would, tell us where we can get more information on Clear and find products near our listeners.
Well, our products, you can find CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, Target, Whole Foods, Sprouts, pretty much everywhere. our products sell, we sell in most of your Kroger stores, most of your grocery stores. We're all over the place. And it's just Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. Or, of course, Amazon is always there, or any place online. You can go to our webpage and find a whole bunch of retailers where you can purchase it from. And that's xlear.com, just Clear, the name of the company.com.
And, of course, we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Again, Mr. Jones, all the best. Keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. You too.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Nathan Jones, the CEO of Clear, a global leader in creating natural, convenient xylitol-based sinus and oral care products that support a healthy lifestyle. And for more information, visit clear.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.